Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I feel a little discombobulated, not going to lie here. Good morning, 209. I'm Mark Carmen in for Nick D. Did you miss me the last two nights? Esmeralda, did you miss me the last two nights?
I did.
Dan, did you miss me very much? Did anybody miss me?
I miss you in general.
Oh, my God, I feel so good. It's great to be back filling in the third night of the Nick DiGilio is off week. And, yes, if you are listening to the end of Patty's show or the entire part of Patty's show, the entire show, pretty late with Patty Vasquez, as you should be, I did throw in there, it's my birthday. I turned 44 years old 2 hours and 10 minutes ago, and I am willing to hear all happy birthday calls at 312-981-7200. I just walked into the studio. There is a bag in here that says happy birthday. Is this for me?
It is for you. We should do it in order. Okay, open the blue one first.
Dan, this is
from Esmeralda Vick and I.
Dan, you're my favorite person ever.
Don't be so excited. It cost me like $12.
All right, well, okay, so this blue one feels like Fiji water. It feels like Fiji water. I can tell. I didn't bring my Fiji water in tonight, so this is a fitting. And it is. It is Fiji water, the natural artesian water. Let me read it to you here, team. Let's all get together here. Let's all gather around the radio, gather around your phone if you're listening on the outstanding WGN radio app. The Fiji Water Foundation was created in 2007. Back in 2007 when I was younger than I am today. Can I even do the math?
34?
I was 34. That was 10 years ago. 2007 was 10 years ago. It's 2017. Oh, my God. All right. Was created in 2007 with two goals. First, to support the communities where we live and work. How beautiful is that, Fiji water? Second, to preserve Fiji's natural beauty. This is a new thing. This is not what I was reading the other day. This is a new written Fiji.
Just for your birthday.
Since then, we've funded initiatives that include providing clean water and health care access to local communities, building educational facilities, and helping preserve the Savi Basin rainforest. I'm going to be honest. I'm a little disappointed right now in Fiji Water. You can't change your slogan.
Well, that's the Mark Carmen collectible series, Fiji
right.
Water.
Vic, the other one was drop by drop. I might have to run down to my car at the 2:30 news and come back with what they said. Because this is on the back of your water bottle. This is the very foundation of who you are. And now I'm beginning to wonder if Fiji Water is a fraud. What the Fiji Water Foundation, I guess they're talking about their foundation and not the drop by drop of Fiji Water. So
they could still be doing drop by drop.
They're still doing drop by
also
drop.
Also helping
okay,
people.
So this is their foundation, and they've been so successful with this drop by drop that now they have a foundation. One of the great marketing of all time. The Fiji Water has this beautiful... What would you call that? What kind of flower? It's like a pink flower on there. I don't know. It's so beautiful. All right. Fiji water. Gift one.
Gift one. Gift two is the pink one.
Okay. Gift one was from you.
Well, all four are from Esmeralda, Vic, and I.
It's from the show.
All right. And so this actually isn't for you. I think you can figure out who's it for once you open it.
Okay. I'm just feeling it. Feels like a Coke bottle. It's a Diet Coke bottle.
Next time you go to the theater.
That's funny. If you were not listening on Sunday night, I went to the movies with my girlfriend, and she brought, what did she bring? Let's see if the memory can hold for a week. Probably not. She brought Milk Duds. She brought the Big Cookie. She brought popcorn, which we had some Skinny Pop. We had Starburst, but she didn't bring a soda. And she asked me to, you know, get her a soda at the old movie theater concessions, $7 Diet Coke. She also paid for the tickets to see Dunkirk. And I was being a terrible person and complaining that if you're going to bring all this stuff, which was brilliant, how do you forget the Diet Coke? And now I've got Diet Coke to bring to the movie theaters. This is amazing. All right.
Number three would be the green one.
Number three is the green one. Okay, this feels like tennis balls. This feels like tennis balls. A guy like me knows a tennis ball when I feel it. And there it is. You got the right ones.
Oh, good.
You got the right ones. You went for the Penn ATP World Tour. You didn't go cheap on me. You got me an upper-level tennis ball. Was this the only one they were selling there?
No, it had the fanciest can, so I figured it had to be the best one.
Good marketing there, Penn. They do matter. This has got a nice, good felt. Oh, my God, a can of tennis balls. You have no idea how happy this makes me. These will be used. The water will be used. The Diet Coke will be used. I mean, a lot of times you get gifts on your birthday, and you don't actually use the birthday gifts.
Right.
They go away. These are all going to get some. I'm going to drink the water during the show. Now I've got gift four.
This is for your new passion.
For my new passion. I mean, it feels like a magazine, but it's not a magazine. It's like a small book. My new passion. My new passion. Apparently, I've got a new passion. Oh, here we go. It is a magazine. Oh, my God. It's Sky News, the Canadian magazine of astronomy and stargazing. Yes. Yes. You guys are so good. You're so good. Did we not learn about the solar eclipse the other night?
I mean, you were so enthused. You're going to go to Carbondale, so we figured you might as well have a magazine to bring with you.
I mean, now this is huge. When I ride down to Carbondale with Steve Grzanich and Dave Schwann to take in the eclipse on August the 21st, I'll be able to read the Canadian Magazine of Astronomy and Stargazing. This is, you guys, I want to give hugs to everybody. Vic, thank you. I appreciate everything you've done for me.
Put a lot of thought into that. Happy birthday, Mark.
Thank you so much. Esmeralda.
Happy birthday.
You are so damn sweet.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. Unraveling the mystery of lunar ray craters, earliest life on Earth found in Canada, remembering the great comet of 1997, explore Ophiuchus. You guys have any idea? Ophiuchus. 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 Clusters and doubles. What do you think? How would you pronounce that? Ophiuchus. Ophiuchus? It's got to be Ophiuchus. Anybody? 312-981-7200. Who knows about an Ophiuchus? I mean, I want to open up this thing and just read to everybody for the next 3 hours. Faster than a speeding bullet. What's faster than a speeding bullet? Superman, of course. A speeding white dwarf star located inside the magnificent southern sky globular cluster 47 Tucanae. Racing around a black hole, the star known as 47. Okay, I'll stop. But this is amazing. Thank you so much. I've got astronomy.
Ophiuchus. Ophiuchus.
Thank you. Computer.
It sounded like she just swore at you.
Yeah, I was like, excuse me?
Ophiuchus.
Ophiuchus. Ophiuchus. Ophiuchus. Okay. I don't think you're right. Ophiuchus?
Ophiuchus.
Explore Ophiuchus clusters and doubles. Maybe you are. I mean, I don't want to mess with the god of that thing. All right. Well, the birthday's underway here. I had a great Google search today on turning 44, so we can talk about that coming back here. And I would like advice here. Like, am I middle age now? Is that what's going on? I think, like, what is it like getting from, like, going into this, like, middle age situation? Want to know how people have handled this, what their recommendations are, how to really thrive as a 44-year-old. Esmeralda, I'm counting on you to come up with some stuff here, just so you know.
Mm.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm far younger than you are, so.
I know, but I think you have wisdom. I believe in your
beyond
wisdom.
Beyond my years?
Yes.
Thank you.
I think you're an incredibly coherent, intelligent, have deep sensations that others don't have. I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm going to stop now. Play ball. Yeah, no problem. Play ball, celebrate the Cubs with team memorabilia, exclusive books, and so much more. Visit ChicagoTribuneStore.com today. quick little timeout, and we will get into some actual real topics, too. As I am Mark Harmon, it is my birthday. I'm in for Nick DiGilio, who's back next week on 720 WGN. If you were paying attention in the break there, it is a birthday for the Steve Cochran Show coming up this morning. And last year, I was filling in on the same overnight show. And in walked Mary Sandberg in the morning, and she had this cake. And I thought the cake was for me. And I got super excited because she walked in the studio. It was like, with this cake. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's so nice of you, Mary. And then she's like, oh, it's your birthday, too? I'm sorry. This is actually – and Andre Darlis and I share the same birthday, August 11th. So
to the year, we might add.
She – so I just – you know, she's like, no, this is – it's for Andre and for the show and got nothing to do with you. And, well, can I have a slice? Is there any way I could get a little piece of that Portillo's beautiful cake? Yeah, Andrea gets the first slice, and she's not going to be here for another 40 minutes, so no, I'm really sorry. And I just got, I mean, that's a blow, right? You walk in, now that birthday skips, can I at least get it, like, you know, it looks delicious. How about this little slice for the old effort or something? Nothing.
You should have stuck your hand in it and just ran.
Right?
Just grabbed a bunch and just gone, took off.
Or at least gotten a little bit of a little frosting, something.
That was a fantastic Mary Sandberg, by the way.
So do you think that this year will be different and they will have...
No.
No?
No, absolutely not.
No cake for you.
But it doesn't matter. I've got Fiji water, a can of tennis balls, Diet Coke, and Sky News. Honestly, that trumps any cake that Mary Sandberg's bringing in for Andrea. I mean, I don't work with you guys every day. You see me like once every 3 years, and I just got four gifts from the show. I mean, it's super nice, and I feel touched, and I don't need anything from the Steve Cochran Show. I will be filling in for Dave Ennett next week, who's doing something somewhere. Okay. Patrick, are you calling to wish me a happy birthday, buddy? Thank you.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you, my man. Been good hearing you fill in for Nick, as well as listening to Elton Jim the other day, too. All you guys have been doing a kick-ass job, excuse my language, but happy birthday. Seems to be a lot of August birthdays at WGN, man.
I think it's because, you know, as Leos, you know, we got that King of the Jungle, huge ego, we have to, like, let everybody know we exist, so we want to be on the radio thing going on.
Yeah, I kind of share the same thing as my birthday's on the 16th, so.
Yeah.
That's why I'm always calling the stage. But I guess next week, what do you got? Justin Kaufman on the 15th, and then Patty's on the 17th.
Look at you following along with the WGN birthdays. I didn't know that.
Well, like I said, mine's on the 16th, so. I'm like, wow, all these August birthdays. But it's cool, man. It's really cool. Hope you're enjoying your day, and it's good listening to you overnight, man.
How old are you, Patrick? Let's talk about you.
I'm going to be 50.
You're going to be 50, so you've done this 44 thing.
I've done the 44.
What's your advice as you move into the mid 40s, staring down a 50? I mean, how does that look?
Well, I don't know. I mean, when I turned 44, I all I remember was I had a shot of Jack, a pint of Guinness, and that was about it.
a shot of Jack, a pint of Guinness, and a night. Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it, you know. You're not 20 anymore, so you can't drink yourself sober.
Right. You got kids there, Patrick?
Oh, yeah. I got three.
Three kids. You married?
Three kids. I'm married going on 16 years.
And what do you do, Patrick?
I am a truck driver. In fact, I'm about 40 miles from Toledo, Ohio, right now as we speak.
Who do you run for? Can you say that? Is that legal?
I don't know if it's legal, but I run for a company called Dayton Freight.
Okay, I was in the trucking game for a minute myself. I did transportation logistics, so I was that jerk that you would, you know, call into when you were getting your load and that type of stuff. It was a challenging industry, a lot of competition for you guys, and there's some dishonesty that goes on in the business. Correct?
Well, it's some silliness that happens. That's for sure.
Yeah.
It's some silliness, yeah. What company did you work for?
At the time, it was D&D, and then it turned into Command Transportation, and now I believe it's Echo Transportation, if any of that sounds familiar. Yeah.
No, I'm not familiar with them. I'm a line haul driver, so I go out and I come back every night.
I did the
regional thing briefly where I'd go out for a week, sleep in the truck for a week, but now I'm home every day. You know, this has actually been pretty fun. There's some good miles going back and forth from where our home terminal is today to Toledo, Ohio. It's a good mile.
So how long is that ride then?
A little over 4 hours.
Okay.
A little over 4 hours. I left at about, what did I leave? I think it's about 10:45 when I left out of the Joliet area. And like I said, I stand to get there at about maybe 3:00, 3:15 in the morning.
And then you turn right back around?
Well, it depends if the load is ready. Yeah, not, you know, put up the idea to get there, drop a trailer, pick up one, come back.
Interesting. How long can you?
In fact, I'm 30 miles away from there now.
And how long can you guys run before you have to stop?
Well, you got to take your first 30-minute. You got to take your first 30-minute break before your 8 hours is up, and then you have a total of 11 hours that you can drive.
I see.
You do have to do a 30-minute break before 8 hours is up.
There it is.
There it is.
The fabric of society, man.
That's what we do. Hey, and not to mention, you got the Fiji water, the Diet Coke, and, you also have a good quarterback for the Chicago Bears.
Did you watch any before you headed out?
No, I because my daughter does competitive cheer.
Okay.
And she does band at her high school, so I had to drop everything, go pick her up, bring her back, and go to work.
All right. Well, he was Mitch Trubisky for Bears fans out there, or casual, whatever, sports fans. The Bears look like they got a quarterback. This dude was his first game ever tonight, and he was, I mean, it's preseason and all that stuff, but the guy was solid. I'm excited about it.
It sounds like it. I usually don't get very excited for preseason, but
me neither.
I guess I missed something. I'm going to tell you something that's probably going to make you hang up on me. I am a Sox fan.
Oh, that's okay, Patrick.
I was also listening to the Sox game. They swept the Astros.
They swept the Astros. Won an extra innings tonight, 3-2. Houston's one of the best teams in baseball. It's a good week for the White Sox. All right, Patrick, I gotta go to news. Drive safe, and thanks for the birthday call, my friend. Happy birthday to you on the 16th.
And you as well. Enjoy the rest of your day, and take care of yourself, brother.
Appreciate you. Thanks, Patrick.
All right.
Drive safe. Bye. Patrick out there on the road, 312-981-7200. WGN birthdays this month. Jeff Hill, our sales manager, runs the station, was yesterday. Myself and Andrea today. Krista Flores, the biggest San Antonio Spurs fan of all time, is on the 13th. Justin Kaufman, the 15th. Patty Vasquez on the 17th. Charlie Potter.
Hosts the Great Outdoors every Sunday morning.
Oh, Charlie Potter on the Great Outdoors. The 19th. Judy Tarmino, the 19th. She does the money. She's always mad at me. Dave Schwann, who's generally my hero, is on the 22nd. News, of course. Lindsay Smithwick, who produces Lou Manfredini on Saturday mornings, is the 20th. I skipped over him. Ernie Skadden is the voice that you'll hear on many, many commercials, is the 26th. And Kisara Heining?
She's a new producer.
She's a new producer. Congratulations to Kisara. Welcome to the family on the 26th. All right, quick timeout, 720 WGN.